USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After one full day of deliberations by a jury in a high-profile tax and bank fraud case, the members come back to the judge with nothing but questions.
The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says levels of carbon monoxide have spread across the nation as far as the Northeast. And new satellite data shows air quality in a number of states has suffered. The Pentagon says the military parade that President Trump wants and which was slated for November in Washington will now happen sometime next year. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Most Americans do not, according to a new survey, support President Trump's plans to create a U.S. Space Force. The new CNN poll finds 55% of people surveyed say they don't support the idea, 37% do. In June, the president announced he was directing the Pentagon to immediately begin the process of creating such a new branch of the U.S. military. Former NFL player Kellen Winslow Jr. facing a preliminary hearing on a new rape charge today. Winslow is charged with raping a 17-year-old girl in San Diego County in 2003. That was while she was unconscious, according to authorities. Winslow has been accused of raping or attempting to rape at least 4 women over a 3-month time frame. He's pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
More now on the death of Aretha Franklin as former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are expressing their deepest condolences following news of the death of the Queen of Soul. The Obamas releasing a statement on her passing saying, "America has no royalty, but we do have a chance to earn something more enduring." And the statement goes on to say that Aretha helped define the American experience through her voice. The couple sending prayers and warm sympathies to Aretha's family and saying everyone's been moved by her music. In other news, the ACLU is pushing to have deported parents brought back to the United States. A court filing yesterday by the American Civil Liberties Union in San Diego claiming it's the only way families that were separated at the border can be reunited. An ACLU attorney saying the government's reunification plan does not address the rights of already deported parents to be reunited with their kids. The government's urging U.S. District Court Judge Dana Savraw to approve its plan so the process can move forward. Savraw has laid responsibility of finding parents and reuniting them with their children squarely on the Trump administration. And authorities say a man was shot by another man during an argument in Virginia last night over whether Halle Berry should play Aretha Franklin in a movie. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.